And Greg Giles from Legacy Financial joins me this morning on this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Thanks for tuning in, and happy Valentine's Day, and happy Valentine's Day to you, Greg.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the heart-shaped box, Steve.
You're more than welcome. This is Cultural Continuum. We're going to kick off today's edition with some theater. We've got quite a bit of theater on this one. Sioux City Community Youth Theater is presenting A Little Princess. Performances running through Sunday. There's 7 o'clock nighttime shows and a 2 o'clock matinee. Sarah Crew is brought to life in this funny, sad, and imaginative adaptation as she begins her adventures in Miss Minchin's Select Seminary for Young Ladies. Go to scctheater.org for more on Little Princess.
And in continuing in the theatrical vein, continuing through this weekend at 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday is Lewis and Clark Theater presenting On Golden Pond. It performances through Sunday. Cantankerous retiree Norman Thayer, who, as you know, is married to Ethel Thayer. He thought he had a lisp. His wife's name is Ethel Thayer.
Imagine Mike Tyson in this situation.
In this play, I know. Attempts to bond with his grandson and repair a damaged relationship with his daughter before it's too late. Again, that's Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday at 2 p.m. LewisandClarkTheater.org.
And tonight, Vanguard Arts in downtown Sioux City presents contemporary blues artist Mike Zito and his Big Blues Band. That'll be a Valentine's Day show or Valentine's Night show at 8 p.m. this evening. Zito is currently touring in support of his 16th album, which is a tribute to the music of the late Chuck Berry. And just a note on that, it was very, very close to being sold out yesterday, so it very well could be. I'm sure it's sold out, but
well,
you can check.
Check exactly at VanguardArts.com.
And if you don't get into the Vanguard Arts show tonight, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials will be there next Saturday. So
excellent choices available for all you arts fans. Saturday, that's tomorrow, February 15th, beginning at 9 a.m., the Dorothy Pico Nature Center will give listeners a chance to participate in the Great Backyard Bird Count. That's important. View and count birds at the Nature Center bird feeders, learn the basics of bird watching, and attracting birds to your own feeders. This program is free of charge and open to the public. Participants are asked to pre-register. That's at woodburyparks.org or GBBC. That's for greatbackyardbirdcount.org.
Sioux City Art Center's next Saturday art lesson, appropriately enough, is Saturday. It's the mixed media art class for kids ages 8 to 12. It'll be tomorrow from 10:30 until noon. This weekend, the craft is foil relief. Go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org for more information.
And back to the theater. Lamb Theater will be presenting its one-act showcase and performances from tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th through the 17th. That would be a Monday show. If I'm not mistaken, that is at the Box, the Black Box at LAM. Performance presentation is part of LAM's Student Stage Management Internship. 5 one-act plays will be performed to showcase the skills and accomplishments of student intern Bonnie Schur. These plays are recommended for ages 13 and up.
And tomorrow night, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra will be performing a one-of-a-kind tribute to one of the most iconic rock bands of the 20th century with The Music of Queen. It gets underway at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater tomorrow night. A full rock band with an incredible singer will be performing alongside the symphony. Maestro Ryan Haskins directs the whole thing. Go to SiouxCitySymphony.org for more information on that. And I believe tickets were pretty tight on that as well. So if you're on the fence about going, you might want to get there, check that out sooner than later.
If you do go, we will rock you. They are close to selling out. As a season ticket subscriber, I was solicited to sell my tickets back or give my tickets back to the theater so they could sell them to people who might be more interested in Queen, but I am going. Let's see, on Sunday, February 16th at 2 p.m. is the SCLCIC Poetry Out Loud. That's free. Again, that's Poetry Out Loud National Recitation Contest. We'll present Sioux City Competition at the Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. Admission is free with a reception to follow. This presentation is in cooperation with LAM Arts Regional Theater, the Iowa Arts Council, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Poetry Out Loud encourages the study of great poetry and the opportunity for students, grades 9 through 12, to master public speaking skills, build self-confidence, and learn about their literary heritage. The winner of the Sioux City competition will advance to the state level.
Wayne State College presents A Touch of Brass. That'll be a Sunday afternoon show at 2 p.m. at Lay Theater at Wayne State College. Travel from Boston to Chattanooga, New Orleans to St. Louis, and Georgia to San Francisco during their Travel USA concert, including a special tour of Route 66 with views and personal stories by the members of the quintet. It is a free show and it's open to the public. To find out more, you can go to wsc.edu.
And speaking of Wayne State College and free events, the Wayne State College President's Council on Diversity and the Multicultural Center will present The Harlem Renaissance and the Invention of Modern Black Culture in the 1920s with Dr. Andy Hazlett, Dr. Joseph Wechselman, and Dr. Becky Zavada at 3:30 p.m. on Monday the 17th at Connell Hall, Connell Hall. No admission charge, and the public is welcome. That sounds really interesting.
And kind of heading into the home stretch for a Thursday event, Thursday, February 20th, the Sioux City Public Museum's next History at High Noon event. That'll be at 12:05. Attendees can bring their own lunches and hear from the museum's Tom Munson. He'll be giving a program detailing the early days of Sioux City's Riverside neighborhood. Go to SiouxCityMuseum.org. If you'd like to find out more about that.
The always excellent Tom Munson, might I add.
Yes.
On February 20th at 6:30 p.m., the Dorothy Pico Nature Center presents a program on the Lus Hills of China.
What?
Yes.
There are,
there are only two in the world, Steve. One of them's here and one of them's in China.
As long as we have one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Graham McGaffin is the Associate Director of Conservation and Lus Hills Program Director for the Nature Conservancy of Iowa. In June 2019, he traveled to the Chinese Lus Hills Plateau as part of a special Lus Hills Research and Exchange Group. He will give a presentation on the exchange and discuss future opportunities for collaboration and research. Again, that's the 20th of February at 6:30 p.m., and that's free.
All right, that will do it for this episode of Cultural Continuum. Thanks for tuning in this morning. If you have an event that you would like publicized, you can go straight to our website at kwit.org in the community events part and just submit it right there. On behalf of my co-host Greg Giles, I'm Steve Smith, leaving you with music of Mike Zito, since you might not be able to see him tonight unless you've got tickets already, as we wrap up this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Get out there and do some stuff this week.
If you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounded like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat and you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. If you wanna dance with me, I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they had a rockin' band, man, they were going like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. South, they gave a jubilee. Them country folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking.